Okay, well, we have less than a minute here before top of the hour. Clyde, if you want to get your question in, that way I can think about it and answer it after the top of the hour.
Yeah, I just had a birthday, and for some reason, my memory is kind of short. And I asked you this question before, and I think it was oregano and something to help the memory.
Okay. Actually, there are things that come before that, but as you can tell, we got to go to the top of the hour. So we'll be back to answering that question after the top of the hour break. Let's get back over here to Clyde. Clyde, did you survive the break? You still with us?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, thank you, sir. Well, what to do about memory? Well, there's a couple things that are right at the top of the list, and there is a list. One of them is if you have any history in your family of type 2 diabetes, sir, if you have any history of that at all, please, please, please get yourself checked to see if sometime in your lifetime, let's say you live to be 100, but sometime before you get to be 100, you're going to develop type 2 diabetes. There is a test for that. It's called the Kraft Prediabetes Test. It's performed at Meridian Lab as well as by a lot of doctors who send it to Meridian Valley Lab. And it actually, and I am not kidding at all, sir, it will tell somebody who is 18 years old that they're going to get type 2 diabetes sometime in their lifetime. It does that by measuring the response of insulin, not the blood sugar entirely determinative, but the response of insulin to a sugar challenge. And people who have the genetic tendency to getting type 2 diabetes, their bodies make a whole pile more of insulin in response to sugar than other people. Sorry, that's just the way nature works. And that whole pile of insulin that's being made is damaging to the brain. And it'll keep damaging it until it's brought under control. And there are definitely ways of bringing that under control with diet and supplements. So anyway, if there's any type 2 diabetes anywhere in your family, please consider getting checked to see if you might have in your future sometime, if you live long enough, type 2 diabetes. That's one thing. Number two, you're a guy type person. And if you haven't done it already, get your testosterone and free testosterone measured. And this applies to ladies if they get their estrogens measured. And to get the free fractions measured, ladies, you can only do that with a urine test. I'm sorry, guys have the advantage there. They can do it all in the blood test, but women cannot get their free estriol or free estrone checked in blood. There's just no lab that wants to do it. So anyway, you got to get the hormones checked, because for men, if that free testosterone goes too low, or for ladies, the free estrogen goes too low, uh-oh, we're going to have an opening there. We're opening the door to cognitive decline. And what we have to do is use bioidentical hormone replacement. So anyway, sir, is there any in your family type 2 diabetes that you know about, or have you had your testosterone measured, the total and the free?
I've had my testosterone tested, and unfortunately, it's okay.
Well, that's
And
not unfortunate. That's good.
yeah, but it's not helping my, and how did you phrase it? Cognitive decline?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of other things too, sir. So don't just congratulate yourself on having a good free testosterone level, and let's just go a little further here. Now, there's this
And no
mineral called.
diabetes.
Okay, thank you. There's this mineral called lithium, and I just carried on with that advertisement about the ReMind product that contains lithium. And lithium has been found to significantly improve the clearance of the things that clog up the brain in cognitive decline. They're called beta amyloid and tau protein and neurofibrillary tangle. And it also improves things that researchers use as markers of neuronal health. So if you're not using either lithium by itself or this ReMind stuff that happens to have lithium in it, along with a couple other things that help the brain, you might consider that. And at a low dose, and that's key, at a low dose, lithium will do this job. That's number one. And number two, it's safe. As long as we stay below 20 milligrams a day, all the health food stores, the Atoma Dispensary, your local compounding pharmacy, they've all got lithium in a 5 milligram size, a 10 milligram size, and a 20 milligram size. And they are quite safe doses. However, if you're working with a doctor skilled in natural medicine, then you can check with them to see what dose might be best for you, sir. Now, that is not at all everything. Someone else reported research having to do with vitamin B6, vitamin B12, and folate, and found that it slowed the rate of cognitive decline. Okay, well, one can get that done with a B complex, but as long as it has folate in it, not folic acid, because folic acid is not natural. It really isn't. Only the one called folate is natural, and folic acid has actually been found in a few people to cause cognitive decline because they don't metabolize it properly. So if you do happen to go with B vitamins, make sure that the folate is folate and not folic acid. So there's lithium, there's folate, and here's a weird one. There's something called the Physician's Health Study. Oh, 2,300 guys, and they're still doing this one. But back when they reported on this one, they found that supplementation with, of all things, beta-carotene. Yeah, beta-carotene, just that pigment. And it was 50 milligrams every other day. Slowed the rate of age-related cognitive decline for these guys in the Physician's Health Study. Now, I never would have imagined that beta-carotene would do that. But what do you know? There it is in the research paper. So you can eat a bunch of carrots if you feel like it, or you can go supplement some beta-carotene, whatever you'd like. And then lastly, for now anyway, there's bunches of other things, but that stuff called curcumin, you probably know about that. It's a component of turmeric, and curcumin is associated with lower Alzheimer's disease risk, much lower. In fact, in provinces over in India where curcumin, that's actually turmeric, is a major thing that goes into the food, but it's a spice, but it's got a lot of curcumin in it. They have a much, much lower rate of Alzheimer's disease in those provinces. And that's how curcumin was discovered to do this, because researchers over in India wanted to know why these provinces over here, they got the regular rate of Alzheimer's, and these provinces over here, they got hardly any. And once they were done with their research, it was found to be the curcumin, and other researchers have confirm that. So there's a lot of options you can choose, sir. You can do curcumin, you can do beta-carotene, you can go get yourself some lithium, all those things.
Now, the last time I called, there was like an herb, and I want to say it was oregano. Oregano, well, and something you suggested might help.
Well, I don't know that oregano would. It's possible. I certainly don't claim to know everything, but ginkgo is maybe the herb you're looking for, sir. Ginkgo biloba, it's called.
Okay.
Now that gave some benefit if a person already was having memory decline. So now remember, curcumin does come from an herb. Turmeric originates in an herb. So I don't know if it was that, but for sure, well, ginkgo's on the list.
I kind of want to think that it was something that, like tarragon or rosemary, but for some reason oregano stood out. I could be wrong, because
well, I've been wrong before too, sir.
My memory's not as good as it was, so well, thank you for all those avenues that might improve my cognitive decline. And yeah, I won't take up any more of your time. I want to thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks very much for calling, sir, and thanks for listening. It's just good to get the word out to everybody about all this stuff, and that we don't have to use patent medicines except in emergencies.